Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and welcome to my house. Baby, take control now, we can't even slow down. We don't have to go around. Welcome to my
house. Coach Rob Perrin joins us here. We're linking home to home this morning, trying to stay away from people, social distancing. Coach, I know it was a disappointing way to end the year, but you guys got to have a senior day and then play in a conference tournament. Just couldn't finish the season in the NCAA tournament, which you qualified for, and all this hit, and now here we are.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, we want to think of those that are going through tragic health situations and keep them in our thoughts and prayers. I've just always been a person to try to find the positive even amongst tragedy. And so, obviously spending a lot of time with family at home, just kind of getting things off the to-do list that haven't been done before, and just kind of work on some self-improvement things while we're cooped up in our own homes. And, it's a good time to write letters or send texts or whatever. Maybe you can actually, kind of minus all the red tape of a normal day, or minus the travel or whatever it is, you can kind of restructure that time to do a lot of things that still invest in people by getting on the phone with them or whatever it may be. So trying to find some positive in a tough situation.
Coach, some good and bad with basketball. Of course, you guys didn't get a chance to play in the NCAA tournament. You qualified. The brackets came out. You did have your senior day. You did get to play in the conference tournament, but the season ended just a little bit early. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the thing you play for all year is taken away. Getting there, you fight and claw and compete all year to get there. And, there's three championships. There's the regular season championship, there's a conference tournament championship, and there's the national championship, and the one that means the most is obviously the last one. We got it taken away from us. It was kind of, I'll be really honest. We were prepared. The night before, Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, and I really found it hard to believe that we would, with how fast this thing was spreading, that we would actually, play. And I thought that was, we got about 3 hours into our trip and the guys are following everything on Twitter and all the stuff on social media. And it just, we got 3 hours in and we found out that we're not going to play. So it was hard, especially with as many seniors that we had. I don't think they're going to reinstate seniors eligibility for winter sport athletes. They definitely will for spring sport athletes, as they should. But it was a hard, hard pill to swallow for everybody. And it's just something we have to deal with. There's obviously bigger things in life than basketball, but that was something we were really looking forward to playing.
Coach, telling everybody to stay home. You see it all over the TV, hear it on the radio, and I know that affects recruiting, but thank goodness for technology, yeah. Computers, Skyping, yeah. Especially iPhones, cell phones, whatever.
The NC has banned you from sending NLIs or National Letter of Intent until the minimum of April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an ambitious date to be. They've banned travel. They've banned travel to your campus. Banned any face-to-face stuff, obviously, in conjunction with, government not wanting us moving people around a lot. The advantage you have is if you have some kids here early, you can kind of, talk about you've seen our campus and stuff now and maybe, get them closer and making a decision. The ones that haven't, you try to put together good FaceTime videos or whatever, maybe, or just build a really strong rapport. I'll say this, you can spend more time on the phone with recruits because you don't have your other duties of workouts and as much red tape. And then you can, you know, it's always, you know, you watch a lot of film of different guys, but I do feel like it's going to be a rush, and so you kind of, you don't know where it's going to go. Like we have a lot of guys to replace, so that part of it's kind of bad timing for this to happen anywhere, but just especially for us in recruiting. So we just do the best job we can establishing a good rapport when they come to campus. We can